Hello, strong, feisty women. Some of you may recognize my voice. I'm Celine Yeager, host of the Hit Play Not Pause podcast. Throughout my career as a professional health and fitness writer and now a podcaster, I hear countless questions from women who are trying to understand how their ever-changing hormones impact their sports performance. So we decided to serve up some answers in a brand new series called Hormonal that we will be releasing on the Feisty Women's Performance Podcast feed. Throughout this four-part series, reproductive endocrinologist Dr. Carla DiGirolamo and I will be tackling topics like periods, the pill, pregnancy, and conditions like PCOS, all from the perspective of sports performance. If you aren't already, follow the Feisty Women's Performance Podcast and stay tuned for our first episode releasing on April 15th. Also, have questions you want answered? Send us a voice note at speakpipe.com/hormonal and we'll get it answered on the show.
You're listening to If We Were Writing, a feisty triathlon-ish podcast. I'm Kelly O'Mara, and together with Sarah True, we head up a weekly group ride where we dish on all triathlon news and everything else-ish we want to talk about. We're joined regularly by Khadijah Diggs and Jocelyn Wong-Neal, and Laura Sedol does her Sid Talk segment updating you on everything you need to know from the weekend. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. If We Were Writing is a production of Live Feisty Media. Join us on our group ride.
Yeah. All right, team, we are off next week for Thanksgiving. Are you guys turkey trot people?
No.
I will do a turkey trot.
Oh, you will? Costume or no costume?
No costume. It's very informal. There's no start, really, no finish line. Just people kind of run around the block, and it's tons of people. It's a fundraiser for the local homeless shelter. So, yeah, it's
people
it's
just like run around the block, like
basically you give money and people just kind of go off about the same time, pretty much the same course, but not necessarily. Yeah,
that's interesting.
The one we have is on Thanksgiving morning called Run for Pie, and so there's always pie at the finish line, all different kinds of pie, and if you win your age group, you get a giant pie.
That sounds amazing, but there's no winning or losing in mind because there's no like
there's no timer. Start, there's no stop.
There's no stop. It's, I love it. Although I do like the opportunity to win some pie. So
yeah, and everyone gets like everyone's a winner because everyone gets to eat pie at the finish line.
Are you doing that, Jocelyn?
I'm back to running 15 minutes in a row. So,
so you could have run a really fast 5K.
You just need a dog to pull you. Yeah. Wow. Oh, circling back to
nice call back. Way to go.
I ride with my cycling club. They collect you, we collect either you can bring cans, money, whatever. And it used to be called Hosea Feed the Hungry. And now it's called the Hygiene Ride. I don't know who
Hygiene?
Yeah, because I guess they collect hygiene products, too, because one of the things that we started doing was like giving the homeless haircuts and stuff like that. But I don't know whose idea it was to call it the hygiene.
That's a weird
ride.
Name. Yeah.
The branding is a little off.
Yeah, it's a little off. But
there was like, have any of you ever biked out of Boulder? There's like a town you bike to on like every route that you bike through the town of Hygiene. And it always sounds weird when you're like, oh, yeah, I stopped at Hygiene. Like it sounds and got some drinks. Yeah. But we will be off next week. We are taking the week off primarily so our editor doesn't have to work on Thanksgiving. And so we can all enjoy our pie. But today, before we take off, we will be, after the ad break, explaining all of this week's drama to Sarah. And, of course, updates on last week's drama. Because apparently Sarah misses all the drama every week. So after the break.
Iron Women is excited to announce a new partnership with Bicycle, the largest global marketplace for pre-owned bikes. With more than 20,000 pre-owned and refurbished road, gravel, mountain, and triathlon bikes available, Bicycle connects buyers and sellers on a global scale and makes the process of buying and selling bikes safe, easy, and convenient for riders. We all know there are plenty of marketplaces and classified sites out there, but what sets Bicycle apart is their guaranteed buyer protection, secure payments, simple shipping, and first-class customer service. Additionally, when you sell a bike, Bicycle provides a bike box directly to your door and coordinates pickup at a time that works best for your schedule. That kind of service has me swayed, and I'm cleaning up one of my old race bikes to sell on Bicycle right now. For a limited time, you can save up to $100 on your purchase at Bicycle by entering the code FEISTYTRY, all caps and one word, at checkout. That's code FEISTYTRY at Bicycle.com. BUYCYCLE.com.
Jocelyn, I know, you know, we're getting older and aging, and you've been using Aminocos Heal as part of your like post-workout recovery, right?
Yeah, it seems like after I became a mom and then turned 40, my recovering abilities really tanked. So as you remember, I then tore my meniscus, had to get surgery in my knee, and now I've had this lingering ligament injury in my foot. So I've been adding a scoop of the chocolate flavored Heal to like either a glass of chocolate milk or a recovery smoothie. And I love that it helps accelerate muscle repair and reduce inflammation so I can keep training and racing hard in my 40s.
Yeah. And so you use the Aminoco Heal chocolate. How do you like it? How's it taste?
It tastes pretty good. I mix it up with a bunch of stuff. So it's like, tastes like a chocolate shake.
And all Aminoco products are 100% science backed. It's, you know, Feisty's go-to essential amino acids. And you can get 30% off with the code WRITING, as in if we were writing, at aminoco.com/writing. You'll also get a free gift for new purchasers. That's aminoco, aminoco.com/writing, and use the code WRITING at checkout for 30% off and a free gift.
Chasing Epic is the essence of the Orca brand. It's about seeking moments in life that make us feel truly alive and connected to the beauty of the world around us. And let's be honest, with a lot of swim, bike, and run, we get to see a lot of beauty. Orca's been a longtime partner of Feisty, and we work with them year after year because we love their products and their commitment to creating amazing wetsuits made for women. I absolutely love my Orca wetsuit. Apex is number one, but there's a range of triathlon wetsuits. You can choose between flexibility, buoyancy, or a combination of both. Really, there's a wetsuit for every triathlete and for all of your epic adventures. As a Feisty listener, you can get 15% off with the code IRONWOMEN15 at orca.com. Get out there and chase some epic, friends.
I feel like, I know, I was like, Sarah, do you want to start with updates from last week or do you just need to know about this week's drama?
No, let's do the update with last week's before you give me some juicy new stuff.
Okay. So I feel like first off, we talked all about the Olympic marathon trials and you guys, they have finally reached an agreement. It will be at 10 a.m. Do we feel like, good about this?
I feel like it's a compromise. Because, you know, the runner is still going to be bitching. It's too late. It's going to be too hot. It's going to be too humid. Wah, wah, wah.
True.
But when it gets hot, they'll be almost done.
I appreciate because I was a little. So we're thinking about doing an event with like the sports bra, like the women's sports bar up in Portland. And I was like, if they do it at 8 a.m. East Coast time, we're going to have a very lame event at a bar at 5 a.m. in the morning, you know?
Yeah.
So that would not
or
be
really live because
you
know,
really awesome.
In Atlanta, the clubs don't get hitting until about, you know, midnight or 1 o'clock.
So I am a little glad they settled on that. The other update, I sent you guys all this video. Dog running. What is the name for it? What did we? It's like a real
cross?
Sport. Yeah,
canicross.
And the video I sent you guys, I don't know if you watched it all, but it was like it's not just a hobby. It's not just a sport. It's a life.
Oh, really? Wow.
But could you see? Now that you saw it, can you visualize how much faster the dog was than the girl?
It still seems like high risk, you know?
Like the
what do you mean high risk?
Like you could just, like that dog could just like
take off.
You out. Yeah.
You know that I hadn't thought of that. I wonder what kind of injuries are common in Canicross, whatever it's called.
We're going to do a deep dive on Canicross. Yeah.
You need to find the national or world champion of this and interview them. Injury.
I can imagine knee and ankle injuries if you're getting pulled faster than your a tolerable cadence for a long time.
That's what I say. Is it seems like, I mean, I guess you know what I mean? You got to risk it to win it, right?
But there's like a push and a pull, you know, the dog can't actually run faster than a certain amount because the tension from the slower person they're pulling is going to keep them from going as fast as they could.
So all I know is my dog, buddy, who's weighs more than anybody on this podcast. He's a big guy, very strong. I took him walking. We are going in the weeds. I apologize already. Okay, so I took him walking not long after we got him, and he pulled me probably like 200 meters. I was on my stomach the whole time. He pulled me through like it was like a dog park. So I ended up like skins, chin. Yeah.
You got like rug burn.
Yeah, my hands got rug burn. I got dog poop all over me. Ew. I came back to
To ask about that.
No. I came back and I was absolutely in tears and I Ben, we are returning this dog. I hate this dog. So good story, sorry. But like I swear this is relevant because I'm sure there's a lot of like face rug burns.
That's all I'm saying. It's like you did not run faster than you would have run by yourself when you were getting dragged through the dog park. You see what my point is? It would have been, that was not a fast experience.
It would have helped if I was on my feet rather than getting dragged. Because the friction of my body getting dragged in the grass, you know, definitely not optimal for speed.
Gotta be more aero, Sarah.
Yeah. So, we had so much drama last week. What was it isn't really drama, but Jonathan would like to discuss.
Oh, okay. NCAA or what women's
whatever
varsity,
we call them, varsity
triathlon
women,
national championship. Okay, so tell me what you think of this. Amazing. Arizona State University won for the 7th year in a row. ASU is based in Tempe, Arizona.
They train on the course.
Sure. This is where the race is. Does this raise an eyebrow? Discuss.
All right. My point when she was texting me this was like, cool, great. Anyone else could volunteer to host it. They have it. So like everyone needs to, you know, shut up or put up, right? Like that's kind of where I'm at. And the other thing is like, it's not actually ASU that hosts it. They like a local race director hosts it. ASU just like helps them
heavily.
They like help, but like the same, like when we put on like the Outspoken Women's Conference at ASU, like they discounted everything. So that's like what they do is they like discount all the permits. They like really help out with like all the facilities and all that. So from their perspective, they're like, we're subsidizing this sport until it can like stand on its own 2 feet. Anyone else can do that. Any other like Delaware State or what's it, Queens University. But then the other problem is that's in New York. You can't really have a national championship in New York right now.
You can all swim in the Hudson River.
Not in the cold. Isn't it cold there right now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, but it could be cold elsewhere. I mean, I get it. Like, it's the time of year, right? It has to be in November. Weather's an issue. What I heard is they looked at hosting in Florida, and every time it would have been canceled from hurricanes or, like,
I feel like one year it was somewhere else. It was like somewhere on the East Coast one year. And then that like didn't, then it came back. But this was like before, you know what I mean? You know how it's been like slowly building up? This was like a year where it was smaller. So,
but then I also like, otherwise I'm like I think the only other West Coast school or very West Coast is University of San Francisco. How awesome would it be to have it on?
Yeah. They don't have their own facilities. They like, they train at like Golden Gate Park. So.
I think it'd be amazing to
They train on the public track.
Yeah.
Like in San Francisco, which is like, yes. Anyway.
But like put it on the Escape from Alcatraz course. It'd be epic. It would be so cool.
I mean, now that, University of Arizona has signed on and TCU has signed on, and I And so I feel like the like Texas, right? You could have it in Texas. Like that would be, so I feel like now it might move now that there's like some other, and like, obviously like, yeah, if like a, if like Cal or Stanford signed on or San Diego, then we would have somewhere else, you know, then we would have like somewhere warm, San Diego.
All I'm saying is like, it's, I'm not saying it's rigged, but the fact that they put in all this money to host it doesn't make me think less that it's not rigged.
That is such a like what is that Trump statement? He's always, people are saying, I'm not saying, but it's being said.
I heard from a lot of people.
Right. A lot of people are talking.
All I know, what I'm taking away from this quote unquote controversy.
It's is not, I feel like that's not a controversy.
Jocelyn really wants something juicy. Yes. And she's like taking a prune and she's like, I swear there's something juicy.
Well, there's enough juice other places.
I know.
Don't get it twisted, Sarah.
Yeah,
I brought this coming. Up the juice is coming.
Kelly before all this.
Right,
other
right. In
drama,
all fairness.
So I was like, yeah, this is not really a controversy.
She did text me this weekend because she won. And then there was way more drama like the next day. And so now she's like, okay, I've moved on.
I've moved on. It's not an issue. Plus, because I didn't know, and I'm sure we have listeners that don't know like why it's always there.
Right.
That maybe also have raised an eyebrow, but you know, my eyebrows are down.
I feel like here's my ASU did not win the individual national title. Like a girl from Denver won. And for like maybe the first time I've seen the top 10 had like four different schools in it. It wasn't just like ASU. So it is starting to, when ASU finally loses the title, that's when it'll really have made it.
But what if it's coincidentally the year they don't host it?
Right, right. There you go. Mm. So Jocelyn, before we got on, we were like, okay, after we do all the updates of last week's drama, we're going to talk. And Sarah had no idea what drama had happened this week. So she's waiting patiently, anxiously.
Yeah. I am chomping at the bit. And
should we start with the part that actually got edited out of the podcast a couple weeks ago?
Sure.
See, you guys edited me out. You edited me out.
I'm just saying. So apparently Sarah has no idea that Tri-Bike Transport is going out of business.
Okay.
Okay. Now, Jocelyn, do you want to explain why and what happened?
I feel like this is all Khadija.
Khadija.
I feel
Khadija
vindicated.
Can explain.
So one of the reasons that I said don't use Tri-Bike Transport is because I knew quite a few people who still have not gotten their bikes back from Kona, who still have not gotten their bikes back from Ponte Vedra.
That's the big one. That's the issue.
Yes. So come to find out, they did not pay the vendor who did the shipping of the bikes, and the vendor is holding the bikes as collateral.
In all fairness, that's not like Kona, I think it's just chaos. But yeah. So what Khadija, a lawsuit got filed on Friday, Sarah. This is why this hit.
There's three now.
There's three. There's one in, yeah, there's like dueling lawsuits. But lawsuit got filed on Friday. And the shipping company that Tri-Bike Transport contracted with to get bikes overseas, like the cargo company.
Spain. And maybe Finland.
And Finland. And there was like another European race. Anyway, they apparently never got paid at all. No money. They say not 1 cent. And so they are owed $300,000. So they have held the last shipment, which was the Spain one, until they get paid now. And the lawsuit basically is putting a lien. So they're like, if we don't get paid, we're going to auction off your cargo, which is 180 people's bikes.
180. And I did the math. They would just have to auction these bikes off for $2,000 each. And you know those bikes. People that pay for Tri-Bike Transfer to like go overseas, it was what, $750?
$700, yeah.
You know those bikes are more than $2,000.
And the thing is, they said that the bikes are in one location. There are people who have, and mind you, because I know some of the people that have these bikes, their air tags are moving around.
Right.
So they're making sure that nobody knows where these bikes are. The air tags are, they were in Chicago, they were here, they were there.
Oh, and what's the thing where they, like Tri-Bike Transport like discourages you from using air tags?
And now they're calling people saying, hey, do you have an air tag? And everybody's like, I didn't use air tag. You told me not to.
Yeah.
Even though they have them.
To be totally fair, I think a lot of people who complain are just complainers. And like you signed up for a thing where you hand your bike, right? So for a long time here, I was like, whatever, people are just complaining. But lawsuit and lean is like serious business, because a leans are, you don't fuck with leans. Like that kind of means anything can happen now. And it sounds like Tribike may be insolvent.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Yeah. So what kind of communication are the bike owners getting from Tribike?
Not a lot. Not great. From my some people sent me the emails they got. Okay. The Tribike owner emailed me today, and they basically are trying to get the bikes released. Like they're in court arguing, like you don't have the right to sell off third party property.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They are trying to get the bikes released, but but they don't have the cash, I don't think. Like they just don't have the cash. So the other thing is, so to your point about Kona, those bikes I do think are not being held in a shipping container. They just, I think, are a victim of the chaos right now. Like they're just making their slow way.
Yeah.
And then Ironman has stepped in for the two races this weekend to make sure people get their bikes in Arizona and Cozumel. But like, man, if you are racing Arizona and Cozumel this weekend, bring your fucking bike bag with you and take that bike back yourself. Like,
oh yeah.
Because Ironman's making sure it gets there, but then...
Yeah, it's crazy. And then a lot of people didn't realize, and I realized this because I had a friend whose bike was damaged by bike transport. They did, in the end, fix her bike, but a lot of people didn't read the fine print. Tribike Transport is their own insurer.
Right, they're self-insured.
So that insurance you were paying for, they determine if the repair is fair. They determine what the replacement value is. They were their own insurer. How shady is that?
It also just means like there's no money. So when people are like, oh, I have the insurance, it's like, oh yeah, but if there's no cash right now, there's no cash. Yeah. I'll tell you, this is just my guess, but I think what happened is they got in a cashless situation in the pandemic. You know what I mean? Like they had already paid out contracts and had all these and they just like couldn't catch up. And they just kept doing the like, the next race will catch up.
Rob Peter to pay Paul.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, it's kind of a terrible situation for everybody.
Oh, it's terrible. Yeah.
Nobody wins. If you're the bike owner, if you are the shipping company, if you are Tribike Transport, everybody's losing in this.
Yeah. And did you see the owner? I saw an article today that he's starting some other kind of shipping company.
I don't think he's starting anything right now, to be totally fair. I think this was like before.
Okay, because I was about to say, no. The company was called Through. I was like, no, they need to name it Done.
That was like before. That was like a deal. That was like they were like, they had like merged with another. Yeah. Okay, so when I was trying to find the lawsuit this weekend, I was searching law legal databases. And it turns out that Tribike had sued some other for trade secrets relating to bike transport. I got really hung up on what are trade secrets.
Huh? Okay, so I'm picturing a triathlon heist movie.
Okay.
And these bikes are like the hostages. And I want to see a bunch of triathletes like track these bikes down, break into the shipping container, free the hostages, and everyone will be happy.
It sounds like a bad 90s movie.
Break into shipping containers. That's like what drug dealers do. Okay.
That's why it's a movie.
What was that one triathlon movie that was made not that many years ago? It was... Did anybody see the trailer for that?
The fictional one? I think it's on Amazon Prime and I have seen it.
What movie is this?
I think it's like called Triathlete or Triathlon, but it's
definitely like straight to video type.
But this situation. It's like a Hallmark-ish, like low budget, like super cheesy, very predictable plot. Oh,
but your heist movie sounds like basically like the second iteration of that. Yeah.
Did you guys ever watch the Hawaii Five-O, like the new version, not the one from like the 70s? There was this episode where, anyway, basically, I'm going to spoil it for everybody. Don't listen if you watch Hawaii Five-O from 8 years ago. They're diamond thieves. The diamond thieves were actually also triathletes. So they would do their robbery in the middle of the triathlon and use the triathlon as cover. And they would like scale the walls wearing their aero helmets and their kits. And then the best part was they were like, who could do that? And they were like, oh, triathletes could.
Okay, that's really bad.
Jocelyn totally wants to see this.
I do want to see this.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
So where were they hiding the stuff? Like in their water bottles?
Oh no. So then in their they do the whole like basically it's their alibi is the and then with the 5-0 go to like stake out their house. It's all like covered in like protein powders and like.
I need to find that director to direct my triathlete bike hostage heist movie.
You're not making this up either, are you?
No. I used to watch Hawaii Five-0 all the time. It was a great show. It was a fantastic show.
Wow.
That must have been your favorite episode.
Oh, it's the best episode ever. Yeah. Just so you know. Hilarious. Was there any? Was that all of our drama? Was that all our drama?
No. The World Cup.
Oh yeah. See, Sarah had to have heard about this one, right?
Oh yeah, that was yeah.
Oh my god, Sarah. What do you do always?
And Katie seems like one of those people that like Khadija, she Google Maps Khadija. Stuff.
Wait, what?
Gotta explain the controversy first.
So Katie won
the fairest.
But they DQ'd her and who was the second place young lady who
there was
got
like
DQ'd?
Four women in the front group
who got DQ'd because they claimed that they cut the course.
No, they definitely did.
They did cut
yeah,
the course.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. But you can see in the video, it's like, is that where they were supposed to turn? Because had it been me, I would have turned there.
They went straight on the first lap of the run. They went straight through the finish line transition like you do on the bike instead of making like a little like left to go around transition and come out the other side.
So
they were supposed to make this like sharp left, go around the finish and come out on the other side. And it's probably like 5 seconds slower. So it's definitely slower. But in the video, like you see the moto go that way, but there's no like sign. There's no like, and there's cone, but it's just like, and so yes, athlete's responsibility, obviously, like sure. But it's like, it was not super clear.
Mm-hmm.
And so then Gwen came across the line third, but she was only like 5 seconds behind. So it like would have made a difference, right? So then multiple athletes filed protests, not just Gwen, to be totally fair. And it is very clear they cut the course. So they got DQ'd, elevates Gwen to getting first. Katie is DQ'd. This obviously matters for Olympic points because they're both like on the line of getting enough points for the event in the spring.
Whoa. Yeah. Oh no, that's not good.
No.
Yeah, no, I would like, in my defense, we had my in-laws here this weekend. Mm. So I was in the middle of that and I was not, you know, checking. So thank you for filling me in. And normally I would say, yeah, the athlete should know the course. Right. But when it comes to short course stuff, like, you're following the flow.
Yeah.
Your brain is not thinking about where do I need to, obviously it should be well marked. Everything should be straightforward. They should have people there. That's the failure of the race organizers.
I don't think people who like, I've never been in a race like that, like realize how often people are just guessing like as an athlete, you know what I mean? I think they think it's like way more organized than it is.
Well, normally like a WTCS.
Well, a WTCS race is, yeah. But like World Cups can be like a little.
Nice. Oh yeah. Yeah. For sure. Yeah. But it still is up to the race organizer to make sure there's no confusion.
Yeah. So it's kind of a shitty situation for like everybody. Like some people are making it seem like it's a Gwen versus Katie thing, but
It is for the final spot on the Olympic team, probably. So that's
but
like
there
why
was a lot of like this emphasis on like Gwen launched the protest.
I was like four athletes, but yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Saying, you know, and then, it's interesting because it's like sometimes they just do a time penalty, right? And this time it was like a straight up DQ.
Well, so that's where I was like, the literal rules say if you cut the course, you're DQ'd, right? But that's where I felt like if they could have corrected it on course and given them like a 15 second penalty on course, I feel like that would have been a lot better. But nobody was that with it. Nobody did that.
Nobody asked
texted
you in the middle of the race.
What
Kelly, what do you think? Yeah. What a terrible situation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought it was pretty
bummer.
And she's usually, from what I've seen on video and stuff, it seems like she's really meticulous about understanding the course. I can't imagine that it was properly marked. Because even when you see the video, I was like, well,
that looks like where I would have turned too. So I had to watch it a couple of times to realize what the issue was.
Yeah. I feel like we'll take a break right now and then we'll come back with more positive topics, right? With our AMA.
All right. The gossip section of this podcast is over. But we have an opportunity to answer anybody's questions, gossip or otherwise, in a couple of weeks. Who wants to fill in our lovely-
I feel like, okay, so AMA is Ask Me Anything, right? It's like from the internet. But this is, should it be like AUA? Should it be like Ask Us Anything?
Ask Us Anything. Anything.
Yeah. Anyway, you can send... We're going to do it after Thanksgiving. It can be any kind of question. So far, we've gotten like, how do I get faster questions? Which I think is kind of funny because I feel like we're not experts at that. So you can ask any question. Send it to, you can put a voicemail on our speaker pipe. You can send it to your friends at Feisty, or we'll put a social post up on Instagram. You can like type your question in. If you guys could ask any question though, what would you ask? Now you're like, well, I guess Sarah asks questions that are weird every week.
Random questions.
Yeah.
They're not always weird.
What would I ask us?
Yeah.
Yeah, each other.
See, it could be anything. They're more fun when they're random and you can just go through a whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other thing that we did want to ask Sarah, though, we were going to talk about this week was, so Sarah was on another podcast. Ugh. I didn't listen to the whole thing.
Cheating? Is she cheating on us with another podcast?
Yeah. I didn't listen to all of it, but I listened to part of it. And you and Sky were talking about kind of like how female athletes are perceived, right? Like both the way that like that you feel like you have to be like are treated by the media, and then also sponsorship deals. And maybe this is just like a sore point with me because I feel like I have told so many people like, no, the women are offered smaller deals and nobody believes me. Like, except for
definitely.
Women. Yeah. Like, yeah, definitely.
100%.
100%. Why doesn't anyone believe us?
I mean, that's not different than like any other job.
True.
Wah, wah. I mean, that's straight up corporate America. I mean, even you look at the C-suite. Mm-hmm. You can see some pretty unattractive C-suite guys. Have you ever seen a super unattractive C-suite female?
Interesting question. I don't want to judge them, Khadija. Maybe everyone's attractive in their own way.
Yeah. I mean, that's somebody's child. I always preface it with that. That's somebody's child.
You're not naming names, though.
Yeah. And my grandma said, my grandfather used to always say, somebody likes it. So don't, you know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, think about it.
Yeah, and I was like, what could you just get? Sarah, you were saying in one of the parts that somebody told you that a really top female pro like wasn't attractive enough basically to sponsor.
Yeah.
Or exciting or interesting.
It was the full package where it wasn't compelling enough that you know, she had good results. Yeah. And that's really sad. But also, you know, like I said in the podcast, it kind of put things into light. Like, oh, okay. All right. I see what's expected of female athletes is that you can't just be fast. Yeah, it's rather unfortunate.
You can't just be fast. What else do you have to be? Attractive, I guess, or interesting?
Yeah, it's just we let male athletes, the results speak for themselves, and that's good enough. Whereas women have to have a whole narrative around their performance, and you know, you can't just be a racer. It has to be more.
You have to be bubbly and you know, well, pink stuff coming out your ears.
Yeah, can't be hyper competitive. You can be competitive, but not too competitive.
Yeah. That's true. I do see a lot of the like, and even a lot of times women in particular, like obviously all kinds of female spokespeople, but we're talking about athletes. They like, yeah, you can't be too mean or too bitchy or too whatever. It's all like has to be very positive, very nice. And I have sat in the media room then with like all the dudes, because media rooms are always dudes. And they're like, oh yeah, the women, they're just not as interesting. And I'm like, they're pretty fucking interesting. They're like, oh, they're just not as funny. And I'm like, I know all these women are super bitchy and funny behind the scenes, but they're not going to say that up front because you're going to tell them they're a bitch and they're not going to get a sponsorship because they're not likable.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. Kelly, mm-hmm. It's like you get it.
Or even like, okay, so like, I mean, obviously you're a nice person, Sarah. People like
you. Thank you. Thank you.
But
it doesn't get me that top sponsorship. So
but I was thinking, like, so even this year, you saw it happen to Chelsea a few times where like she said some stuff on videos that, I mean, Chelsea's a nice person. Like she's
super nice.
But she said things like, well, I'm here to win. Or like, I'm not here to be set, right? Like stuff like that. She said at one point, she said, I don't understand why I would clap for my competitors while I'm racing. I can do that after, which is like funny, right? Like if Jan said that or Christian said that, people would be like, cool. She got reamed. Like, oh my God. Like, just like, what a bitch. She thinks she's so great.
Yeah, I do. I work hard. How you like that?
Yeah.
I mean, that's, if you don't believe in yourself, who else is?
She's a world champion. You know,
yeah,
it's not, but even if she were slower, it still doesn't matter because we let male athletes say that sort of thing. And it's funny, or we take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. We don't attack them for,
or there's fans that'll be like, oh, because they said that, now I like them more.
Right.
Fascinating. Anyway, I'm not as bitchy as people think either. So just so you know.
You're just aggressively confident.
Right.
Aggressively. I think it's important to, I think people put this blanket what a woman should be like. I mean, like I said, I've even gotten comments just because I'm Muslim. Oh, I didn't think you'd be funny. Well, why? Because I'm Black, because I'm Muslim, because I'm short. I mean, let me know. Or if I say just like the joke, it's not even a joke. When we post up the Set It Off braids, yo, we're here to race.
Yeah.
I may not be coming in first place, but I'm here to race and beat whoever I can.
Yes.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
No, it's awesome.
Yeah.
And like, that should totally be inspiring to people.
Yeah. So I just, I remember when I was in college, even before I became Muslim, I didn't like the little running shorts. Mm. And my coach made a comment about, that's the main way we get butts in seats for the track team. And I'm like, yo, I'm not your marketing tool. I want those shorts. Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh. But that's always where we have to use our bodies to sell something. No, that's not where we're at. We're competent. We're intelligent. We're strong. And we're here to compete. And if you don't like it, hey.
And then you were also like, wait a second. There are butts and seats for track meets? Because there are not.
Well, HBCU track meets.
Okay, there are.
For football, it's not about the football. It's about the band. And track meets are a big deal.
Okay.
So,
wow.
Yeah, I would just, yeah, for it, HBCU is the what we're into a little bit different, I guess. It's the band and the track team. It's all about the, so, but yeah, it's just, and I think it's got to be upon us to be assertive about it.
Yeah. It also, I will tell you, like working with Ironman some, particularly going forward towards Nice next year, there's been a, like, it's become, this isn't like about Ironman. This is about like, I have been looking more at like how people respond to things around the world, not just in the US. Mm-hmm. And the US is, when it comes to perceptions of women, in a much different place. Like it's like US, and then it's like Australia, UK, then it's like the continent, like which is like the rest of Europe, right? Like there's like an order for like how, and even within the US is fucking big, right? The US is like all of the European countries in one. And there's like a huge difference from where I am out here, for like just like how women are perceived, right? Like how you can talk out here. Like it's not a coincidence that Chelsea went to UC Berkeley and is the one who was saying shit and like people got mad at her, right? Like it's a different thing you get told versus like very Southern, which is where I grew up, right? Or versus like East Coast is like very old school. And like, anyway, there's like, it's fascinating to me, all these differences. 'Cause you talk to somebody from like France And their perceptions of what a woman can say or do are like wildly different than any of your guys's, which are different than like some of my super fucking hippie ass friends out here. Like I got some crazy hippie friends. And so like, right, like it varies. And it's like, how do we get everybody on the same page? How do we get everyone on the same page though, Khadija? How does it happen?
I don't know. I don't know if that's going to happen.
You don't think that's going to happen?
Yeah. I mean, even in Gambia, it's like a very matriarchal society. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit different, you know, than, you know, my family was more of a patriarchal society. Dad was in charge, whatever dad said, you know, but it's just, I think people just have to be confident enough to go out and be themselves.
Yeah, I think that's a good point, because you're going to have culture shaping people's behavior, whether it's like microculture or bigger. And you're right, just keep on doing what's right for you. And maybe gradually over time, enough people do that. But I think that's a really good point, Alicia.
And then also pay Sarah more. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
No, I'm okay with
Sarah's
that.
Beautiful. And a mom.
Okay.
But you know, I had to do this DEI training for my job.
Oh yeah.
It said that 65, yeah, which I thought was hilarious. I was like, but anyway, everybody had to take it. But they said it was a statistic that men look at a resume, and if they meet about 63 to 65% of the requirements, they'll apply for the job. But women have to meet 90 to 95% of the requirements before they apply for the job. And as you go across the racial spectrum, it goes even more. Mm-hmm. So if it's a white male, if he meets half of it, he'll take it.
Sure.
If you're like
he's qualified, yeah.
Yeah. Or if it's an Asian or Hispanic or Black woman, they feel like they have to tick off all the boxes before they'll even apply for something.
They'll be overqualified.
We have to change our mentality.
but, okay. So I do hate when we blame women too much for not having confidence in themselves, because there are follow-up studies to that study that show that even when women do apply at the same like qualifications, they are viewed as not qualified enough. They're viewed as being too bitch. So it's not like, oh, just speak up. Oh, just lean in. Because when they do, they are demoted at work. They are like dinged. They are like written off as like too, right? Like they do not get the promotions that they asked for at this. Like it is not the asking. It's the not getting it.
Yeah.
So like part of me is like, no one in the universe is going to say that I am not confident enough. Confidence is not my goddamn fucking issue, right? The problem is that I have been told, like, literally, I've had to go to train. Like, literally, I've been told, like, I'm too bitchy at work, right? And you're like, I'm not, right? Like, so, like, it's not just.
Yeah, and I get it. I was raised in the Northeast, and now I'm in the South, and I've gotten the aggressive, angry Black woman.
Right.
And then, in the same breath, they want to wonder if I'm oppressed. I'm like, okay, what am I taking over, or am I oppressed? You got to make up your mind here. You know, it's like, I get it. I totally get it.
Oh, I'm so interested what kind of mental processes are going in that human.
I mean, it's just like, I'm sitting here like, yo, I mean, either I'm the angry Black woman or I'm the oppressed Muslim woman. I can't be both.
I think in their head you could be both, right? They're like, we would like you to have the freedom, Khadija, to be the role that we expect you to be. All right. Well, now that we've solved all of society's problems, and triathlons.
Can we get their bikes back though? I mean, if we could get the bikes back.
It's a heist. It's my heist movie. We're gonna free the hostages.
Sarah, do you have a random question for us this week?
I'm always scared
to ask, you know?
I'm so thrown off by this episode. I don't even know what to do with myself.
It's right a lot, now. Isn't it?
Okay, so say we have this heist movie. Let's make it a buddy heist movie. Mm. And each one of us is going to be played by somebody in Hollywood. Who's your actor, actress of choice, you know?
But they don't have to like look exactly like you, right?
No. It's just who gets you?
Who gets me? Oh, that's a good question. I feel like I don't know why. I think I'm going Emma Stone. I feel like Emma Stone should play me.
Sure, you know? Why not?
Yeah.
I'm going Meryl Streep.
Okay. Just like top of the heap, right? You're like, yeah.
You know, gotta go big.
Yeah.
I think I'll go Ali Wong.
Oh, yes. Ooh.
Yeah.
You know, she got divorced. I was like very, I'm not like devastated because I don't know her.
Well, but I was, like, and all her like comedy shows, the Netflix specials are like making fun of her husband, now ex-husband.
Right. Yeah. This is why I can't write a tell-all because I'll end up divorced, you know? See? Khadijah, we're all waiting for your, are you looking up somebody?
I'm trying to think. I'm going to say Gabrielle Union because I like her attitude in some of the movies.
That's
because the way she gets really like, and she's sarcastic, I think that would hit me. I was going to say Queen Latifah, but she's like 6 feet tall and I'm 5'2" and that just.
Yeah, totally but you know what? Like Sarah True doesn't look like Meryl Streep. Like, I don't know if you've noticed that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Gabrielle Union because I think she would get my sarcasm on point.
I love it. I love it. How do you think all of our people would feel about, you know, running around in tri-suits?
Sure.
Scaling the wall.
Scaling the shipping containers.
You guys, it's really hard to write like something based in triathlon, having tried to do it from like an outside perspective, because people's perceptions are like super dorky. Like you can't write a good triathlon movie. Like,
well, people asking me how was my last marathon.
Right, like, you can write a running. Like you can like write like a book or a movie with running because like that's like straight. Like people are like, oh yeah, triathlon. Like it doesn't work.
Well, some people just think we're like super fit. Like we could be doing like pulling these like Mission Impossible stunts and people would believe it because triathletes can do everything like fitness wise. Like I can't do a single pull up, but really? in a movie I could.
We are going to get, you can do a pull up. That's going to be our goal for the winners. Jocelyn's going to do a pull up.
I like the pull up challenge in Nice.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
No.
Love it. Well, since we're not going to be talking to people next week, enjoy turkey trots or no turkey trots, hygiene bike rides. I'm just going to leave it at hygiene. Then that felt weird. Yeah. That felt uncomfortable today. And also don't forget to send us our questions. Your questions. Us your questions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
None of you people can tell me to stop. My town, my crown. We know what it takes to be reaching the top. We're reaching the top. We're reaching the top. We know what it takes to be reaching the top.